they were back-to-back disasters. First, there was the Thomas Fire. Then, there was the Montecito debris flow. While the immediate crisis is over, thousands of Ventura and Santa Barbara County residents are still struggling with the aftermath as they deal with destroyed and damaged homes. In Santa Barbara County, a new effort is underway to help fire and flood victims who were overwhelmed with how to proceed with replacing or repairing their houses.
Some folks are really ready to go, and they're rebuilding already. Other folks, they really don't know where to start. They've never built a home before. They're facing not just the trauma of what they went through, but also now these highly complex issues and challenges. And these folks, in some cases, don't know where to start.
Ben Romo is Community Recovery and Engagement Coordinator for the Santa Barbara County Office of Emergency Management. Romo says the county and its planners teamed up with a nonprofit architectural group to make free advice and technical assistance available at the Montecito Center for Preparedness, Recovery, and Rebuilding.
There's a lot of work that folks need to get through and a lot of very complex questions that go beyond the role of government and have more to do with the needs of each individual property owner and their own financial situation, their own specific case that has to do with the type of destruction that they've experienced. Some people are able to just start moving on this complex planning process themselves. Then there are some folks who don't even know where to start. That's what this partnership with the American Institute of Architects, our local chapter, that's what this partnership is about.
So the Santa Barbara County chapter of the AIA is providing different types of support for fire and flood victims, as well as for the county's overall recovery efforts.
We have members who are working at the local assistance center for recovery for victims of the tragedy. We have volunteer members at the center to provide our collective expertise and experience to those who've been affected by the events.
Keith Rivera is president of the Santa Barbara chapter of the AIA. He says they're also working to help victims get key documents related to their property.
We archive plans for structures in Santa Barbara County, building plans and other planning records. We're providing these services for people affected by the Thomas Fire and debris flow, free of charge, plans of their homes and information on their lots that we may have in our archives.
Rivera says the volunteer architects are also looking at the future as part of a task force focusing on how to shape the county's recovery process.
A recovery task force, which is being headed up by the County Office of Emergency Services. This is an interdisciplinary group of county officials, architects, engineers, landscape architects, planners, geologists. Our purpose is to develop recovery policies moving forward. What are going to be the most resilient ways to rebuild?
While some people are well into rebuilding, a key element in the long-range process is work being done by FEMA to try to assess the effects of the fire and flood and how they could impact the county in the future. Ben Romo with the Santa Barbara County Office of Emergency Management.
FEMA is going through a process right now of mapping the areas that were impacted by the debris flow and areas that are under threat by the burn scar. And they are remapping their kind of hazard areas that may impact which areas are under threat in the future.
The new technical assistance for fire and flood victims became available this week at the Montecito Center for Preparedness, Recovery, and Rebuilding. The Coast Village Road Center is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. There are special nighttime hours on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.